Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
John Wesley, one of England's most famous and most capable theologians, introduced a concept called the second working of grace, or sanctification. He believed, and so do many of his followers, that we are saved by faith alone. But the saved person does not achieve perfection until he has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He then has the direct guidance of the Holy Spirit and lives above sin. John Wesley founded the Methodist Church, but many, if not most Methodists, either reject or do not preach Wesley's view of sanctification. The immorality and ungodliness that have proliferated in the years following Wesley's preaching have convinced many Methodists and others that perfectionism has no basis in the Scripture or in life. Sanctification does not mean living free from sin. If it did, no one would be sanctified. What then is the meaning of sanctification? There really is no mystery about its meaning. The basic meaning of the word is separation. The word includes separation to God and from evil. Paul told his Thessalonian brothers and sisters, "We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14. The idea of separation from worldly conduct can be gleaned from these words, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles who do not know God." 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5. The noun form of the word appears very infrequently in the New Testament, just 10 times. But the verb form is used 29 times and is always rendered either sanctify or hallowed in the King James Version. That God demands sanctification cannot be disputed. The following verses make that truth too plain for anyone to doubt. "Then he said, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He takes away the first, that is the law of Moses, that he may establish the second, that is the gospel of Christ, by the which will, by the gospel of Christ, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once for all. Hebrews 10:9-10. "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you of the reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." 1 Peter 3:15. The Holy Spirit is God's agent in sanctification. But how does the Holy Spirit sanctify us? Fortunately, there is no need to wonder. In our Lord's high priestly prayer to our Heavenly Father, our Lord made this request, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." John 17:17. Please listen again to this verse from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. "We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Is Paul arguing that belief of the truth makes some contribution to our sanctification? The Word of God sanctifies, but only as we believe the Word and obey it. Does baptism have any part in the process of sanctification? If it does not, what did Paul have in mind when he wrote, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." Ephesians 5:25-26. We are sanctified in Christ Jesus when we believe his word and obey his command to be baptized for the remission of sins. Thank you, and may God bless you.